A documentary detailing two Iraq war veterans' tribulations upon returning to the U.S. from combat screens tonight on the Boise State campus. Almost Sunrise follows Tom Voss and Anthony Anderson as they walk across the country to find themselves and work out the trauma of going through war. The film's director, Michael Collins, will be at tonight's showing. Matt Gillum spoke to Collins ahead of his trip to Boise.
Yeah, when we began making this film, we kind of knew we didn't want it to be another film about post-traumatic stress. We've heard a lot about it. We understand it. It's very real. But, you know, there's more to the story. It's more complicated than that. And honestly, there's often a lot of stigma that's associated with post-traumatic stress. I mean, that's really associated with fear-based trauma, shock to your nervous system.
Collins' film, Almost Sunrise, highlights a different struggle returning veterans face. While those who serve face physical and mental duress, the veterans in Collins' film, Tom Voss and Anthony Anderson, are on a path of healing from moral injuries.
Moral injury is more classified as the guilt and the shame when you have to do things that really go against how you were raised to believe what is right, what is wrong. And these are things that you have to do when you're in a conflict zone. You have to kill people. You have to do these things because it's part of your job. It's not immoral to do these things. They're there. They're following orders, and they're doing the right thing given the situation. But when you come back home, you know, these are things that sort of haunt you. They're hard to deal with, and we haven't really established ways of processing this stuff properly.
That journey to process the experience of war is what Collins' film documents.
In the film, we discover many different sort of paths of healing that sort of open themselves up to these guys. One is just the power of nature, of really just taking the time to slow down, the two of them walking together, that sort of peer support that they're able to offer each other, but also the power of community. You know, one of the most beautiful things working on this project was watching the different communities come out and support these guys as they were coming through their town. Sometimes they would have a cookout for them, or people would invite them into their homes, give them somewhere to sleep, give them something to eat. And there was a lot of healing that took place just in those sort of interactions.
As a filmmaker and somebody who sort of watched this unfold as it happened, what sort of role did you just see basic kindness and generosity play in these guys' healing?
The role of kindness and gratitude and generosity was, it was huge. When people would come out, they wanted to do anything they could to serve these guys who had served them, you know? It was like they brought out the very best in everyone when they would pass through their communities. And there was something sort of reciprocal because Tom and Anthony were getting so much because they genuinely needed somewhere to sleep. They needed food. They needed somewhere to wash their clothes. And so all of their basic needs were being taken care of. But on the other side, these members of the community also needed this. They needed to be able to express their gratitude and to be able to serve these guys. So, yeah, I think there was something that was really just creating a very strong connection between these veterans and civilians. There tends to be a bit of a distance between these two populations, and that was one of the hopes in making the film was, you know, I would help to kind of share how much we all have in common, and this is where I got to see that play out right in front of me on the screen.
Almost Sunrise premiered last year at the Telluride Film Festival. Since its debut, Collins says he's been getting different responses from veterans and civilians. From those in uniform, he says he's gotten gratitude for showing healing as a process that varies from individual to individual. Collins says from civilians,
their response is even more sort of visceral than I expected. You know, oftentimes it'll be the civilians that come out and they feel a new sense of connection, I think, to veterans and military families. They feel a sense of openness. They feel like they can now approach them. They can talk to their neighbor. They can ask them their stories. And it's no longer just, hi, thank you for your service. It's a lot of tears, people just saying, wow, I had no idea what these guys were going through.
As is the case with any film, Collins thinks what viewers leave the showing with will depend on the life experiences they brought with them into the theater.
Those of us who have more military ties in our families are going to see it different than someone who has no connection to the military experience at all. But what I hope we take away from it is a sense of we're all a part of the same community, that we're all in this together. And when these young men and women come back, we have to be there. We have to reach out to them and make sure that they're getting the help that they need.
That's Michael Collins, the director of the documentary Almost Sunrise. The film will be shown tonight at the Special Events Center in the BSU Student Union. The screening begins at 7 with Collins and others participating in a Q&A after the film. The event is free.